back, come back, come back to me right now.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Michael Lux, who's the co-founder and CEO of Progressive Strategies, where he's launched a number of important projects, including American Family Voices, an issue advocacy group, and the Progressive Donor Network. He currently serves on the boards of the ARCA Foundation, Americans United for Change, and the Center for Progressive Leadership. He was a co-founder of Ballot Initiative Strategy Center, Progressive Majority, and Women's Voices, Women's Vote, and played a role in helping launch the Center for American Progress and Air America. Mike was also Senior Vice President for Political Action at People for the American Way and served as a special assistant to President Clinton for public liaison in the White House. Welcome to Background Briefing, Mike Lux.
Thanks, Ian. It's nice to be on.
And your credentials make it clear that you are progressive. So let's talk about President Obama and the progressives. At the moment, things aren't looking too good, although some people think that the recent speech by the president to the Congress and his subsequent speeches on the stump have made people feel a little bit better in terms of those that have been disappointed and disillusioned. But how is it facing up for the 2012 elections? Do you think that there will be a substantial defection of the progressive vote?
Well, I think it has been a rocky relationship, and there's no doubt about that. And I don't think the enthusiasm level about Obama is as high as certainly I would want it to be if I were managing the president's campaign among progressive activists or for that matter voters. One thing I think you have to look at as well, in addition to sort of the general feelings of political activists, disappointments on different issues and on some of the compromises that have made, but just look going into the Democratic base groups and how they've done in the economy during Obama's term. It's blacks, it's Hispanics, it's women, especially single women, it's young people who were Obama's base in 2008, who are traditionally the Democrats' base in general in recent elections, and who have gotten hit very, very hard by this economy. And I think, I go back to, I was knocking on doors in the 2010 election, and I was having people say to me, look, I don't even have time to think about politics. I've got to find a job. Or people saying, I don't have time to vote because I've got three jobs that I'm running in between to work that day. I think when people are discouraged and hard-pressed economically, they're not as likely to turn out to vote. And so you have to factor that in as well. And the combination of having disappointed a lot of activists on a lot of key issues and the economy being so bad for Democratic base groups, I think, is a dangerous combination. Now, having said all that, let me close the answer to that question with this. I do think that the president, in his two recent speeches, has begun the rehabilitation process with progressives, and I hope it continues. We won most of the fights, as to what Obama would do. Progressive organizations and bloggers and activists have been pushing him to fight hard for increasing taxes on millionaires and billionaires. We've been pushing for him not to cut Social Security. We've been pushing for him not to raise the eligibility age for Medicare. We've been pushing for him to have a major aggressive jobs program that he's promoting in Congress. So we've been winning a lot of battles lately in terms of what the president has been pushing in his policies. And I think that will help that will help him politically with his base.
Mike Glaxo, Ralph Nader has just sent out an email blast calling for a progressive candidate to run in the Democratic primaries and challenge the president, and other progressive groups are organizing petitions along those lines. What do you think are the chances of a challenge, a primary challenge to the president? And of course, the last time a Democratic president, incumbent Democratic president, had a primary challenge was Jimmy Carter, who was challenged in the primary by Teddy Kennedy, who certainly damaged his Carter's re-election chances. And then, of course, in the general, he was challenged. There was a third-party candidate, Anderson, who was also a Republican, who also siphoned off a lot of progressive votes.
Yeah. I think the chances of having any, what I would call a serious candidate run against him in the Democratic primary, run against Obama in the Democratic primary, is virtually none. I think it's too late. I think that if that was going to happen, it should have been geared up, in the spring of this year or even early summer. And I think, if someone had emerged at that point and been willing to go to the barricades and and challenge the president. Especially as he was cutting these debt ceiling deals and other kinds of things that progressives didn't like, I think they might have gotten a wind in their sails and been able to mount a serious challenge. I mean, we're now talking it's late September right now. Not even a glimmer of a candidate has emerged, and the president's just, taken several major steps toward the progressive positions on the biggest issues of the day, at least some of the biggest issues, not all, but some of them. So I think it's very unlikely that you're going to see a progressive challenger at this point. I just don't see a scenario by which that happens. I mean, certainly it might happen if, somebody like Ralph Nader did it, but I don't think anybody would think of Ralph Nader as, as a particularly serious threat, to the president's renomination. And, Ralph, of course, hasn't supported Democrats, for a long time. So I don't think he could mount much of a campaign. And I just don't see anybody else out there who's even interested, who's talking about it, who's got a glimmer of a chance on it. So I don't see it happening. Speculation or positioning. Obama has specifically gone out of his way to distance himself from progressive issues and the progressive wing of the party, and he's made it very clear that he disagrees with progressives on a lot of these issues. So I think that to be dismissive of that is absolutely the wrong way, certainly for Obama's people to be thinking.
Sure.
I think, though, that the president's recent moves toward the progressive poll, and I think what's happened is the progressives, by organizing, by their strong statements, have created a left flank for the president and a sort of magnetic pull, and that he started to draw them toward that pull. And I think that's a really good thing. And I think it's a really good thing that progressives did that. I think it's a really good thing that Obama responded to it. And I know for myself, I am much happier with Obama than I was 3 weeks ago, when he was talking about raising the Medicare eligibility age and cutting Social Security, when we weren't sure he was even going to have a major jobs program. But now he's moving in that direction. And so I think that's the way you repair the bridge to progressives, not by doing the Jonathan Alter thing of where people should just stop whining.
So Mike Lux, there is, of course, this new book by Ron Suskin, who I'll be talking to fairly soon, it's getting a lot of coverage, apparently it doesn't sound helpful at all to the president to be portrayed as somebody that's not up to the job. That's the very thing that that Mitt Romney is going to try and run with if he gets the nomination. And one of the revelations in this book by Ron Susskind is that Timothy Geithner and Summers basically ignored the president, were almost insubordinate, which gives you the impression that he's not in charge. Now, do you think, without getting into the book, because I haven't read it and I haven't interviewed him yet, do you think that in any way the president could, say to the progressives who somehow think that he didn't deliver, could he say, look, you know, being president of the United States doesn't mean you can wave a magic wand and get things done. I mean, there are some very powerful interests in this country that one has to navigate around and negotiate with. This is just the reality, and not the least of which, of course, is Wall Street. Would that be helpful?
Oh, I think it would be. I do think it would be very helpful. A friend of mine, a guy by the name of Bob Creamer, wrote a great blog post after the 2010 election that he entitled "The Empire Struck Back," and his basic point was, you know, you look at the amount of money that the big banks, the big oil companies, the major insurers, and other corporate special interests who didn't like the progressive agenda or the Obama agenda put into the 2010 elections and put into lobbying against, you know, many things that Democrats were trying to get done. I mean, it was billions of dollars. When you add up the campaign contributions, the lobbying dollars, the PR dollars, the 527 spending, all of these things, it was billions of dollars, and they were able to frame the election that government was the end-all, be-all problem. And if you just turned it over to those of us smart guys in the private sector, we'll create jobs and solve all the problems. I think Obama can take to the American people the case that these wealthy and powerful special interests are getting in the way of what's good for this country, and I'm fighting them. And the reason I haven't always been successful is that they are powerful guys. They are entrenched interests. But I'm going to fight them on your behalf. Join with me.
Well, that's the key, isn't it, surely, right?
That kind of message, I think, appeals to progressives and to working-class swing voters. And just one comment along those lines. It's very clear to me that on most of these economic issues, the progressive movement and swing voters are very, very much in alignment on Social Security, on Medicare, on Medicaid, on taxes on the wealthy, a whole range of issues. We in the progressive movement and those in the among swing voters are very much in alignment, and that's something that I think is important for Obama as well as other folks to understand.
Well, what I was going to add to that, Mike Lux, is that it would seem to me that if the president were to say, look, you know, there's this powerful special interest forces in this country, they're arrayed against me, they have blocked my agenda, but the way to take this country back is to join me in this battle and have my back, doesn't it come down to the fact that what's really happened with Citizens United and the Kochs and all of this, the incipient American oligarchy, is that you've got essentially a situation now where money has transcended votes and people, and the only way to reverse that equation is for more and more people to show up.
Yep, that's exactly right, and I completely agree with you. That'd be a very powerful message on Obama's part. A pollster who is a friend of mine, I worked with him in the Clinton years, but he's got a very popular streak. His name is Stan Greenberg, and Stan has done a New York Times op-ed talking about how the way Democrats win the faith of the voters is by being willing and being aggressive about taking on these big special interests that control Washington, and being the party of reform, and being willing to take on these big money guys that are moving these hundreds of millions of dollars through the system to try to buy elections and try to buy the people who are elected. And I do think that's a very powerful message and a very important message.
Well, Mark Lux, I thank you for joining us here.
It's been a pleasure. I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. And tell Susskind when you interview him that I've started on the book and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Okay, well, again, I've been speaking with Michael Lux, who's the co-founder and CEO of Progressive Strategies. He was formerly Senior Vice President for Political Action at People for the American Way and served as a special assistant to President Clinton for public liaison in the White House. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking about how red states that are dominated by the religious right, the people that Perry is appealing to, in fact have a lower standard of living, if you will, in many respects, than people in the blue states.
Conspiracy-minded protesters of corporate greed. We who have nothing and most likely will till we all end up locked up in jail by conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American male. Diamonds and diamonds.